Hi, I'm Gary Schwartz, and I'm delighted to have the privilege of assisting you in having a good night's sleep on a regular basis. As a counselor and a psychological educator since 1972, I've found that my students often report sleep difficulties, and over the years we have found a few techniques which have consistently proven themselves successful in allowing people to fall asleep effortlessly and soundly. After initially discussing some of the facts about sleeping problems with you, later in this program, I'll be sharing some natural and powerfully effective remedies with you that you can use to induce a deep and restful night's sleep. But before we get into the remedies, let's take a look at some of the possible causes of sleep problems. These may include various physiological disorders, psychological factors, dietary factors, and environmental factors. You should consult your healthcare practitioner, of course, if your sleep difficulty is truly physiological. However, I have heard my clients often say that they are interested in finding a way of sleeping that doesn't include becoming dependent on sleeping pills every night, and it's out of their requests that we have created this program. Now, in terms of diet, there may be certain foods in your diet that are affecting your body's ability to enter the initial stages of sleep or to stay there throughout the night. Most obviously, these would include any caffeinated beverages such as coffee, tea, colas, or chocolates. Other foods which may also interfere with your sleep may include herring, aged cheese, champagne, and heavy red wine. You may also be allergic to certain other foods in your diet. If your sleep difficulties come and go, you might regularly review the foods that you ate on the day before a difficult night. If diet is a factor, the foods that are causing your unfavorable reaction should be detectable in this way. So that tonight, when you're ready to sleep, how about taking just 2 minutes to stretch every muscle you can, a nice, delicious stretch. The third sleep solution is induced yawning. Now, you've probably heard that we yawn because we're in need of oxygen or because we're tired. Well, my own experience has been that yawning is the body's way of releasing tension in the eyes, the jaw, and the head. Mother Nature has found it so effective that even cats, dogs, and hamsters do it. Now, how do you induce yawns?